We all have missed the mark at some point in our lives. We've set a goal, we haven't achieved it. You know, we've made some plans and set a strategy in place with those plans, and somehow just didn't quite accomplish what we had set out to accomplish. What do you do when you don't meet your goals? You know, in a situation, I saw myself not being down, being a little disappointed, yes, but, you know, automatically thinking, man, what can I do? What can we do? How can we work to either better the situation or find another way, another strategy to get what we're trying to accomplish? We're not going to achieve the things that we set out to achieve all the time. But the question is, what do you do? What do you do when you don't achieve those things? Welcome to the new episode of the Miles High Podcast. This is Miles Jr., your host. As always, the goal and vision of this podcast is to entertain, educate, and elevate you miles high above your fears, your doubts, and any limitations that you may think exist, always knowing that those limitations only exist in your mind. All right? So I wanted to use this particular episode to discuss something that everyone goes through, all of us go through, right? We all have missed the mark at some point in our lives. We've set a goal, we haven't achieved it. You know, we've made some plans and, you know, set a strategy in place with those plans, and somehow just didn't quite accomplish what we had set out to accomplish. And that's what I wanted to discuss today. What do you do when you don't meet your goals? Just recently, I'm a part of an organization, and we were working on a project, and we experienced some great advancement in that project. You know, we were doing well when we initially started. Everything was kind of going according to plan, actually better than planned. And we reached this plateau where this other organization was kind of partnering with us to take things forward, and we were super excited, right? Everyone involved in the project was excited. The individuals that were working on the specific project were, you know, ecstatic, because it was a long-term goal for us to achieve what we were about to achieve. So we were finalizing everything with that project, and man, we got a call from the company, and, you know, they basically said that they couldn't go through with the deal because of a technicality. And, you know, this technicality really wasn't anyone's particular fault. It was an oversight, to say the least, but, you know, it was beyond anyone's control for this particular situation. And the deal was in jeopardy, or is in jeopardy. We're still trying to work through it to figure out, you know, what we can do and if we can salvage it. But, you know, I thought about this situation, and a lot of the individuals who were involved were really down, right? Really disappointed, really taking it hard, because a lot of work had gone into it. Some of the key players that are part of this particular project have been working on this project for quite some time. And man, just a disappointment in, you know, relaying that information, that news to them, with saying that, you know, it's a possibility that this deal may not happen, really discouraged a lot of people. And you could hear it, you could see it in their face, you could hear it in their voices. Those types of conversations, you know, when I have to have them, I like it, because it teaches me how to relay, you know, not so good information. But it's hard because of the response that you get, right? And you understand the hard work and the dedication and the love that these people have for what they do. And having to deliver bad news is never a good thing, right? And it got me to thinking about how can we, or what do we do when we don't attain the things we've set out to attain, when we don't reach the goals we set out to reach. Because, you know, in a situation, I saw myself not being down, being a little disappointed, yes, but, you know, automatically thinking, man, what can I do? What can we do? How can we work to either better the situation or find another way, another strategy to get what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, I'm always, in my mind, I always want to extend my the way that I think of things and my perspective to others, right? So that they don't feel as down or don't feel as discouraged as the situation may allow them to feel, allow them to think that they should feel. But I know everyone has to go through the process and you know, really mature in the mindset of understanding that, you know, we're not going to achieve the things that we set out to achieve all the time. But the question is, what do you do? What do you do when you don't achieve those things? And that's what I wanted to cover today, because I wanted to give a little bit of insight of, you know, my perspective, how I look at things, how I analyze the goals when I set them. And, you know, there's a little bit of preparation for, okay, maybe I won't reach the mark that I'm trying to reach. What am I going to do then? How do I stay positive and keep going in trying to work towards accomplishing this goal? So I have some points that I guess want to share as some initiatives for you to try and you know, internalize and hopefully apply to your lives and your situations, you know, as they come up, right? And, you know, these are things that I use, principles that I use on a daily basis, you know, whenever I'm met with a situation where I'm not achieving the things that I want to achieve, or I'm falling short of the goal that I set to accomplish, or even if things just happen, you know, unexpectedly, right? I use these principles to maneuver my way and manage my way through, you know, a number of different situations. And this isn't any different, you know. So the first thing that I think we need to do in every situation that we fall short of the goal is to review and analyze, right? And in this review, you want to ask yourself, or, you know, is what happened due to an external factor that was beyond our control, right? Or was it a lack of resources? Was it a goal that we set that just wasn't reasonable or wasn't attainable? Did we use the right strategy when we first set out to achieve this goal? Or simply, did we need more time? You know, a lot of times we come up with these timelines in our head of, you know, how long it would take for us to achieve certain things. And when we don't meet that goal in the timeline that we've set, we get discouraged, right? But the simple thing is, man, we just need to extend the timeline, right? We just needed a little bit more time. So reviewing and analyzing the entire situation, you know, really figuring out where are we? Like, why is it that we didn't achieve these goals? You know, you got to check everything that you've put in place, the strategies, the personnel, the mindset of everyone. You know, was it the right timeline? Was the goal even reasonable, right? Were you able to maybe break down the goals a little bit more to make them incrementally more achievable? I think all of these things are important when you're reviewing and analyzing. And it's important to review and analyze because it allows you to house a time of reflection. And hopefully, you know, as you go through this process, you're able to learn a lot of things about the situation and about yourself. And that actually brings us to the second principle, right? Ask yourself, okay, what did we learn after this revision and analyzing, you know, what didn't happen? What did we learn from the situation? You know, can you improve skills? Can we improve the strategies? Can we move personnel around? Can we extend the timeline? Should we have shortened the timeline? Should we have broken up the goals? You know, all of these things are questions you should be asking and answering about what did I learn? You know, because I think in every failure and every defeat, that there must be a lesson learned. There has to be something that you can take away and apply to the next process, the next step, the next attempt of trying to achieve that goal, so that you can get a little further the next time, right? The next thing is to make a pivot plan. So you've revised, you've analyzed, you've asked yourself, you know, what did you learn? You've identified what was learned. And then now you make a pivot plan. And a pivot plan is simply okay, how can I pivot from this state of failure, this state of not achieving the goal we set out to achieve, and pivot in a positive direction or pivot in a positive way to work towards now restarting and resetting towards achieving our goal. So making a pivot plan may involve adjusting the timelines. It may involve breaking the goals down incrementally to ultimately achieve the bigger goal. But you want to break them down in manageable steps that may be a little easier, a little more advantageous for the team in totality to achieve. Pivot. I think in life, one of the things that we should always expect is change, right? Change is the only constant. And I think if we go into a lot of the things that we go through in life, not expecting to fail, but the expectation of, man, I may have to pivot. I may have to adjust. I may have to refocus. There's a chance that I don't achieve what I'm setting out to achieve. And it's not in a negative sense. It's just being prepared, right? It's preparing yourself for the chance that things don't work out. What are you going to do, right? Because there are a whole lot of things that go into success, right? The timing has to be right. The personnel have to be right. The mindset of everyone involved has to be right. And then sometimes, you just are blessed to be in a great climate, a great industry, a great period of life where things are just working out. But that can be those unexpected moments, right? Those unexpected times where, a natural disaster happens and you're thrown off and, there's a wrench that just messes up everything and thrown into the plans and, it distorts and disorganizes what it is that you're trying to do. Or it could be, someone falls ill, right? Or someone passes away. Like all of these unexpected, uncontrollable scenarios that come up that we should approach life with the mindset of, I may have to pivot. I think that's one of the most important principles that we have to look at and must face whenever we set goals. Because, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to pivot. You're going to have to adjust and revise what it is that you're doing. And I think if you go into it knowing that it may happen, once it happens, that transition from, being a little disappointed, but then going into the pivot should happen a little easier and a lot more faster for you. So come up with a pivot plan. I think that's another important step. The next thing is to stay positive. And when I say this, I'm visualizing our team and individuals that was involved in this particular project and just the discouragement that they seem to be experiencing, the disappointments that they were showing on their faces and their demeanor. And I was like, man, look, this is only a setback, guys. Like, it's not over. It's not the end. We just need to kind of re-strategize what it is that we're doing and just kind of, stay positive in everything. Like I say, the lesson that we can learn or should learn should come from a positive mindset. Don't get discouraged. Use whatever it is that you're experiencing as fuel for growth and movement. It's all about the mindset, right? It's all about staying positive and continuing even though you failed at a certain point or you didn't achieve what it is that you set out to achieve. Stay positive. And then finally, and I think this is probably the second most thing next to pivoting, is to seek support and feedback. There could be family, friends, mentors, persons that you respect who can provide some insight and encouragement that helps you to think about things from a different perspective, right? Outside perspectives provides valuable insight or suggestions for improvement. And you can get that from a number of people outside of, yourself, your inner circle. I think you should always ask for feedback, always ask for support from others, and a view and opinions that they may have after, you know, either you tell them about the situation or they may have witnessed what happened. And they can share some insight with you on how best you can, you know, pivot from the situation that you're in to now moving into hopefully achieving your goal. You know, so these principles, I just wanted to share. These are what I use. These have proven to be, you know, very beneficial for me, for my team, for everyone that I work with. I try to lead with this mindset of we set out to achieve these goals. We set out to try and accomplish the things that we set out to accomplish. But there's always a possibility that we won't achieve it, right? That we may fail and not reach the mark we set out to reach. The mindset should just be, man, we just need to adjust, just need to pivot. Stay positive in everything. Make sure we learn a lesson from the situation to try and figure it out. But just know that the work that we're putting in or that we have put in will pay off at some point. And that's, you know, I think that's easier said than done. You know, like I said, the conversations that I had to have with the team, man, I was really feeling it for them because I saw the excitement that they had, you know, when we initially announced the possibility of, you know, this large goal that we have set that we were about to accomplish. And, you know, they started all these celebratory plans and, you know, all these things that we're going to do. And, you know, we were just so, so ecstatic, man. And, you know, to get that bad news, it really hurt. But again, you know, going through these steps, I think will help us as we continue to not achieve, right? You pivot faster and you're able to accept that you didn't achieve what you set out to achieve. And then, you know, refocus. Just kind of pivot, like I said, and move on to the next step or the next strategy that needs to happen in order to still work out to achieve these goals. So yeah, hopefully, you know, I just wanted to share that because that's a real time, real life experience that I went through. Again, noticed my team, our team really wasn't as positive as I would have liked them to be in the situation. But I understand, you know, everyone, we're in different places in our maturity. And, you know, again, I just wanted to share this because I know if it helps me, it can help you out there as well. So I hopefully you've learned something and, you know, there's parts of this that you're able to internalize and apply at some point on your journey. But it all comes down to mindset. I think mindset is the most important thing. Not going into it, not expecting to accomplish things, right? But just working towards the accomplishment and, you know, dealing with life as it comes. All right. So that brings us to the portion of the pod where I leave with you a milestone. And this milestone is a quote from Winston Churchill, right? And it says, "Success is not final and failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." So again, when you don't achieve, or even when you do achieve, right? It's not the end all be all, right? Accomplishing things and being successful is great. Failing things and not being successful, you know, is also great. You know, I feel it really helps us to then continue to be successful, right? But it's the courage to continue in whichever moment you're experiencing. That's what counts. And that's what we should always strive to do and continue to do as we move forward in this journey of life. All right. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Hopefully I left some really good practical information and principles that you can learn and apply at some point in your journey of success. I wish you well. I wish you great mindset, great perspective as you deal with every aspect of life, both in success and failure. All right. As always, the vision and goal of this pod is to entertain, educate, and elevate you miles high above your fears, your doubts, and any limitations that you may think exist, always knowing that those limitations only exist in your mind. All right. Until next time, you guys stay blessed.